So last year we quoted the Panim Yochos that seemed to say that your own family takes precedence over other people. Now that's not a chiddush, I mean that's already just a fray. But even though your family, they have their basic needs, they just want to have the level, the net, upgrade a little bit, and the other person doesn't even have his basic needs, just the family still beats out, the upgrade of your family beats out even the special, the basic needs of another family. Which is a very big chiddush. Because the pashup shot is that the only time we say that somebody beats out somebody else is if the needs are the same, and but then we say, well, yours is, you know, okay, so that sefer on Stucca or Yakros, he points out that the Alter Rebbe in the Digeres HaKodesh has a couple of chidushim regarding regarding Stucca. So first, he makes a point here on page 3 on the left side. Kain Ahuvi Achai on the left side, third line. Ahuvi Achai Simonal Levavchem Le'ela Hadvarim Hadvarim Ritzar Ma'od Echayos Kol Ikar Avodas Hashem Beitim Halalo Bikros Mashicha. Yeah, Avodas Hatzdaka. That's so interesting. He says the Ikar Avoda, and this is the door of Ikras of the Mashicha, is Staka. Which Amr Eidishon the Gamma of Staka. The Amr of Masenu Talmud Torah Shokol Kenegin Milas Hasadim El Bimeim Shal Talmud Torah Ikar Avoda Etzlam. He says in the old days Talmud Torah was the Ikar Avoda. Hakein Hayu Chacham Gedolim Tanayim Amarim. So he says in the previous generations, Talmud Torah was the Iker Avodah. But in the Ikras of the Mashicha, that the Beis Hamikdash fell, so the way to bring things back is with Staka. It's in a, very interesting. I mean, that's like, I'm surprised this isn't quoted more often, because it's difficult kind of to be viewed very. It's a controversial statement. You know, that anytime you say that Talmud Torah is not the, you know, it's already. He says, Kedula Matkilim, page 4, Shemachinas Asiyah Belkus, Ibachinas Hashpros Ham Shachas Achias.
Iger Gilo El Kus, Bimea Tanayim Arayim and Liman Torah, Benigla. That was the Iger El Kus. But now he says, Stucker is the That's going to bring the gula.
So that's okay. That was one point. But the point that I wanted that Sefer points out is where he argues with the part of Yafos, and he says. On page 5. So he writes here, that he says Ahuvai, page 5 on the bottom. Ahuvai Achai Veraya Shekinafshi Yidelo Nenelam Bimeni Tzoka Itim Shedizdalda La Parnasa Frada Yiduim Li Mechanecha Veshem Lata Yodam Belishu Masheinu Masheina. A lot of people, the Parnasa is very low. Mamish lovin va'ochlim. They mamish have to borrow money to eat. Page 5. Hashem yirachim alayim. Yirachim alayim mitzar b'korv. Yikol zel lo tov he mozim v'nafshom v'fi ha'nishma asher kopzu v'yodam ha'psuchim v'yodam ha'yom ha'zel litim v'yad malayim v'ayyofo l'chol tztachos ha'chrechim v'day machzor ha'vyonim v'kiim ha'shayneim v'suhus alayinu. There was page 5 for the bottom. Last line, page 5, on the left side. Im anu lo nerachem aleihem, chas v'sholom, now page 6. Mi rachem aleihem. Because if we don't give tzedakah, who's going to give? Lechei achichi imach k'siv. Lo omu chayecha kodmin, ela שביאר אחד חיתול של מים שדובר שבע שניהם ושובר לשתוס אף שנחנו בצומת. Whereas if you have equal things, I need a cup of water, you need a cup of water, so equal needs, so חייך הקודם. But אם אני צריך לחם לפי הטף בעצם כסוס, whereas if the ani needs water and food, right, and your family, somebody needs a nicer dress, they have a dress, they need a nicer suit, a nicer dress, okay, people, you know, were a little boss of a dog, not just so he says that you can't give to your family. So this, that Sefer Or Yakras points out, this is against the part of the office from last. Because the part of the office from last week said that for your family, everything goes first. Even if the other person's needs is a more crucial need, and your family's needs are not as crucial, still your family comes first, the Alter Rebbe says not that way. The Alter Rebbe says no, that if your family doesn't have food and that family doesn't have food, so your family comes first. But your family has food; they just want to have icing on the cake, so to speak. And the other guy doesn't have anything; you have to give it to the other guy. So that's what the Alter Rebbe argues with the part of the office. Part of the office says that if your family has its basic needs, but wants a little harvacha, and someone else doesn't even have basic needs, so the part of the office says your family always comes first, even for the harvacha over the basic needs of someone else. And the Sefer Ari Yakras points out that the Egeres HaKodesh, the Alter Rebbe argues, and says, no, if your family has the basic needs, you just want a harvacha, and the other family doesn't even have basic needs, the other family comes first. So that's the where the Alter Rebbe argues with the part of the office. Okay. Now, talking about Kedima and Staka, so one of the important levels of Kedima is Pinyan Shvuyim. It says, Pinyan Shvuyim kodem leparnasas aniyim ulechasosa. Page 8. Pinyan Shvuyim comes before parnasa of aniyim and clothing for the aniyim. Ein mitzvah gedolah ke pinyan shvuyim. We had a man here in the neighborhood who was a very big gadol in pinyan shvuyim. Who's that? Rav Nosson Friedman. Yeah, Rav Nosson Friedman, Zechono Zechatzadik Levracha, is a very important person in Klal Yisrael. He was one of the biggest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. He was a benefactor of Kiryat Moshava, and he lived around the corner. And he's one of the big tzaddikim of the generation, even though he didn't necessarily, you know, dress the part of what people think tzaddikim is supposed to look like. But he was from the tzaddikim of the generation. And he helped very much with Pinyan Shvuyim. That was one of his big mitzvahs, of Pinyan Shvuyim. And it's Pinyan Shvuyim. See, most of us, we don't, even if I want to be involved in Pinyan Shvuyim, I wouldn't, I wouldn't know where to start. You know what I mean? But you have to have shaykhus to be able to. But Pinyan Shvuyim is kodem leparnasas aniyim ulechasosam ein mitzvah gedola ki Pinyan Shvuyim. Hilkach, page 9. Kol bar mitzvah shegavu mos b'shvilo yicholim l'shanosam l'Pinyan Shvuyim. That you can always transfer the money for Pinyan Shvuyim. A few gavul tzach binyan basic knessas. A few chadul ha'etziv avanim hitzul tzach a binyan. But you already collected money to build a shul, and you already have bought the materials. The kadosh ha'etziv avanim hitzul tzach a binyan. She'osur lemochram b'shvil mitzvah cheres, mutar lemochram tzach pinyan shvuyim. You could sell it and get the money for Pinyan Shvuyim. Havalim banu kvar loyim kuroso. Right? In other words, if you already built the shul, then you don't have to sell the shul. So that's a big. So when we talk about, till now we were talking about, your family, your neighborhood, who goes first. Now we're talking about in terms of causes. Which causes go first? So Pinyan Shvuyim is the top level cause, even more important than Staka Faniyim. Even outside your family. Yeah, meaning somebody who's not in your community, right. Pashas means even outside your community. Yes, there's pikuach nefesh aspects of, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very, into freeing Jonathan Pollard. He was very, that was a very big thing, Rav Aaron Zatzal. Okay. Now, there is a famous Yerushalmi on page 11. In the Peah. He says, Rav Chama bar Chanina, Alashai, have a metaila v'ilin k'nishto nolot. So they were going into, they were taking a walk
by the shul in Lod. Amar Rav Chana bar Chanina bar Moshaya, kama mamun shiku avosai kan. Shiku avosai kan, and shabonu beis kinesis azah. How much money was put in to that they had to raise to build a shul? I'm like, how many foshos the shiku avosai kan? So he says no. He said, you know that you're praising the shul. Look at this beautiful shul, how much money the people had to donate to build the shul. So he said back, and Hoshai said, no. Rashi, come and fashion shaku b'zeh. The tov hayalahem litein osam amom hamos lalom de Torah. Yeah, but look how much money you forfeited by not giving it to Lom Dei Torah. So the aim of the other Sheisatsku B'Torah, what it means there was no people you could have given the money to learning Torah, meaning he's criticizing. He's saying, he's criticizing. He should have given the money people to both say the Torah and say the Pardasa. So the Marik on page 12 brings down this Yerushalmi. Actually, if you take a look at the Tashbetz verse on page 13, he quotes this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Dizraim, very Machvele, the Rebbe. Tara the Bekanishna, the Kabani, Amalei Bechilohava Taman, Bar Anish, the Melech, Bar Reisa. In other words, we don't have this gear system, but now, there was no people that you could have given the money to teach Torah, to or Cholim, Mutolim, Ba'ashba, or Cholim who don't have proper care. Karalav Amikra, Vayishkach Yisrael, as Oseim. Can I be a Rav Shmuel? The movement Raish Yosef Tov Litzit Stachel Lilmon the Orim Litzit Stachel of Eisa Knesses. He's saying from that Yerushalmi, you see that it's more important that you give Stacha for learning for the kids to be learning or whatever than to give it to build a shul. Yeah, so Torah, yeah. Now, so Torah goes over Beis Knesses, and what about Aniyim? So the Marik they had to give us a Kolad Amutolam Lashba. Cholim who are aniyim. Cholim who are aniyim. But stam aniyim, who are not cholim. So the Marik says that Beis Knesses takes precedent. Because the gift was only cholim, habutolim bashma. Those are cholim who are aniyim. The butolim bashma. So these cholim are aniyim, but stam aniyim, that are not cholim. Then maybe Beis Knesses takes precedence. That was the Marik said. So in the side of the page here, he says, why should that be? He says, Mizem kasa Marik huva miyordeya, nadapka cholim anim, uksheinim cholim, mitzis Beis Knesses adif.
So he says he doesn't understand. Why? It was even Stabanim should take precedence to.
He says, "Gamani is not the kasha. We had stuck on the mitzvah shel Torah. The mitzvah basic class is l'chora ain't a mitzvah shel Torah." Who says?
Right, we saw there's an Indian. The Tosefta says to build a shul, but is that a mitzvah deraisa to build a shul? Maybe not. If the, you know, and a couple of people in the community are willing to say, you could use my basement, and we'll, you know, change every week. You could change. So who says you have to have a shul? So the Zohar HaKadosh learns it out from Vasuli Mikdash. And then the Tosefta says the Kofa, people to give money. But the Shaila is that a Din Daraisa? Maybe not. So then why should the shul take place to the Nadiyim? Because Pinyan Aben, that's Pinyan Shvuyim, that's the biggest thing. And then we have this Adiyim, Beis Knesses, and, you know, so we're in Talmud Torah. So it seems that Talmud Torah takes precedence in the Beis Knesses, and then Beis Knesses, and then Aniyim. So the Marik says, Aniyim, unless they're Aniyim that are Cholim, then Stam Aniyim, the Beis Knesses takes precedence too. So in Shulchan Aruch, on page 14, it says, Yesh Mishom Shemitzes Beis Knesses Adifa, the mitzvah staka, which mitzvah staka lenorim u'matara l'cholim aniyim adiv mitzvah beis kinesis. So that's the marik. That so pinyon on shavuyim, that's the top, and beis kinesis is adifa mitzvah staka. So Luma Torah is before Tztaka, and Cholim Aniyim is Adiv Beis Knesses, but Stam Aniyim that are not Cholim is lower on the total pool. It's interesting. He doesn't give it full credibility. He just says Yesh Misha Omer. Yesh Misha Omer means there's a shita like that. You know. If he wanted to give it more credibility, he just would have quoted the halacha. Yesh Misha Omer means there is a das like this. And then it's all told of that Yerushalmi. And what was the girsa of that Yerushalmi?
We just had a girsa of that Gemara, right? But that means that it's like this is a conversation they were having.
Right, it doesn't mean that you can die.
Right, no, he only said he meant that there were people that needed it.
Right. But the Marik was Madai.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So,
in other words, you can say different than the Marik.
Even all
the time. Yes, Yesh Mishomer. So maybe what Rabbi Tuck was saying, maybe the Pashtus is like what Rabbi Tuck was saying, that I mean, like the Shiva Neira says.
Even if you have that Girsa.
Right, even if you have the Girsa. But he wanted a Medayika Halacha. But it's Shver, Kafara. I mean, there's Aniyim, they're going to live, but they're still Aniyim.
It's a Kailosha, you should
say. Right, but Right, because maybe it's a word of a Chasofik Sakana or something, but I think that's what they want to say. Okay, now is the famous Tshuva on page 15. Chof Ches Shvat Tovshin Chof Tes. Moshe Feinstein wrote to Rabbi Pesach Raymond, the famous, my friend Rabbi Shmuel Landesman is a grandson of Rabbi Pesach Raymond. case of Raymond, you know, he's anyone who knows Edison, you know, RPRY. So this is RPRY. This is it. And this is when he was the Rav in Brunswick. That we call New Brunswick, Brunswick, whatever. He's from the Astim of the, you know, that whole Kehila. And like Edison today wouldn't be Edison if it wouldn't be for Rabbi Pesach Raymond. So we have to keep that in mind. So what's the Shaila? So this is very fundamental about the community. This is a communal shaila about it. It was in Brunswick. I guess that was he was before. Mikodem l'sasek avur be'ir im l'kayim yeshiva v'lumot tinoka shel beis rabban Torah Hashem Yisbarach kodem machmet shem lo zachas v'shon yitzchal v'et seva shel medina. But what's more important, to give money for the day school? So they shouldn't go to public school? Or mikvah? Or money for the mikvah? The day school or the mikvah? Shalom v'kashal chas v'sholom v'isakaris. So it says, when Moshe, harei poshet shemamokam sheish mikvos k'sheiros v'lo rochim v'ir. Because if there are other mikvos around, k'had Elizabeth. She can go to Elizabeth. What do you, right? You got Elizabeth. She's smuchel of Brunswick. She's shah mikvah k'sherah. Shah tzorach livnos mikvah of Brunswick, who b'shvil leilei shabbosos. So if there's a tzorach tefillah Friday night, so okay, they won't have it. Because then they can't go to v'yod dem eimach shizel l'mikshol. B'shvil leila achas af shtei leilos, or even if it would be tush, they say it would be yontif, then sometimes it would be two nights in a row that so we don't have the choshesh that if we a woman is supposed to go to the mikveh and we hold her for two more nights that they're going to be nichshol. Ein lochosh shel shom b'toshi kashlo b'yisur hachabor dekoris v'nidon ha'yeshiva who so he says for sure to pay for the yeshiva, the day school is more important. But that's if you want to start a day school. In other words, you want to make it. But say you already have the day school. It's not a question of starting the day school. It's not the didon, whether we should start the day school or start the mikvah. We have the day school. So there, if we give this money to the day school, it'll help out. But then on the other hand, you won't have the mikvah. In other words, if it's a question of starting the day school versus starting the mikvah, and we don't have a day school, we don't have a mikvah, So give the money for the day school. And you won't have a mikvah. You'll go to Elizabeth. But if we have a day school already, but we don't have a mikvah, so he says then, it's better to give money to the mikvah once you have the day school that there should be a mikvah there. Even though they still have Elizabeth. But but to make it that you have a mikvah in the shtat, it's better. So even though it'll make it easier to help finance the day school, you give this money, but the money you should give first to the mikvah. But in the case where you don't have the day school, if you give it to the mikvah, likelihood is the day school will never get off the ground. But once the day school is on the ground, okay, they'll get, you know, it's functioning, okay, it'll make it easier to function without the mikvah, but nonetheless, the mikvah is on. If Avshe Eila, Vachosh Mikshol Yesh Lachtim Udvar Mitzvah. If I recall him, Nogayetze Gamal Puravu. Sheish Miyut Chata Denashim Shemzvana Iber Shalom Tzumtzum. So first of all, sometimes they can miss the possibility of ovulation if they're going to miss those nights.
ומאחד וישלוחס להירו שיצא חס השאל זר ובטלו וישביע סביך וקודם ונחשש שונה וישיב קודם משום שהחשש יצמתו התלמיד וחשש יעברו הקובצס התורה If everything is equal plane, then the yeshiva is more important. Because if you don't have yeshiva, you won't do just one avera, you'll do all the averas, because you won't be educated, and you'll... So he says that the yeshiva is very important. He says, Lorak Aleilo, you know, third line of the next page, not only in these kids, in the next generation also. The only time with mikvah will be is if the yeshiva is on firm ground. It just, yeshiva can always use more money. Right? There's no yeshiva that can't use more money. So if the yeshiva is on firm ground, you can use more money, but it's still on firm ground, give it to the mikvah. But if the yeshiva is not on firm ground, the yeshiva will always beat out the mikvah. Because the mikvah, okay, you know, this it could be, you know, issues, ovulation, could be, if she doesn't go to the mikvah right away, they'll have hirhurim, and they'll have hotzah zera levatola. Okay, but it doesn't, still doesn't beat the magnitude of the yeshiva. So he says, but at the end of the day, you're the Rav, and you have to decide, you know, when to make an appeal for the school, or when to make an appeal for the mikvah. But usually the yeshiva is, unless the yeshiva is on shaky ground, then... Okay, so that was Rav Moshe's tshuva. Then we'll get back. Rav Moshe has another important tshuva we'll see shortly. But Rav Vosner has a couple of tshuvas here about the halacha of mitzvah based kinesis. That it's a deep of the mitzvah staka.
Then you have to build the mikvah. Because the Maisa, you can't live a Jewish life without the people there.
So then you say
the mikvah is happening. Right. Because how far is not having a mikvah around? Because how far is Brunswick and Edison?
I think part of that would be that people want to go. It's going to be a 6-hour thing.
Right, a 6-hour thing, people are not going to go. People will, right.
3 hours there, 3 hours back.
Right.
Some people
may,
but
But if it's close enough, then people will go. So then you only have your Friday night problems. So Friday night problems, the yeshiva is more important. Because you have to keep basic yadas for the people who are living there now. In other words, if you can't say, well, there's no kosher food, kosher butcher, the yeshiva is still more important. But, you know, what's worth the yeshiva if the Malabad that we're eating trace? So they have to, the people there have to be able to have a certain ability to observe mitzvahs, and then. If there's another
yeshiva. How do you define, like, maybe
with
the yeshiva Elizabeth too?
Right, the yeshiva Elizabeth too. So why do they have to have RPRY? They have the JEC.
Oh. Is it faculty people aren't going
to
do that?
Right. You have to see, even a Hanami, if you can arrange it that people. But I guess if there wouldn't be a yeshiva, they need the ones. If there wouldn't be a yeshiva, they're not going to go to JC. They're going to go to public school. Because you can't beat public school. Public school is free, and public school is down the block.
Right. So JC is getting kids up every morning.
So you have to. The only thing is to ship them out to Elizabeth from New Brunswick. It's not going to happen.
But a mikvah is once a month.
Yeah, so a mikvah would happen. Okay. The Vosna in the Shevet HaLevi, when he discusses that the Shulchan Aruch says that Beis Knesset is more important than Stachim Aniyim. Definitely it's Yurim to Kiyurim. Achavas Inyim Beis Knesset, Zet Stachim Anarim, Lumbod, Olof, Chachol, Magish. Eid Beis Knesset, Gov, Bidim Beis Knesset, Odim, Meyakol. He says from the Truvus Chikrei Leiv, from the Marash Yoka, Dapolin Siurim the Kiurim. In other words, that's only to make a fancy shul. So then, Staka Laniyim, the Cholim is Odin. But if Ein Beis Knesses, then maybe Beis Knesset is more important than even the Torah. In other words, he's saying that there's no place to daven, and the assumption is they're not going to daven in people's basements. So then you need a shul. You need people to daven. So that has to take precedence. It's a simple idea that some certain basic needs. In other words, even though we can have the menorim lulmo Torah lechola. But you can't, that doesn't mean that the communal need of having a shul. I don't know whether he would say that if there was also other opportunities of davening in people's basements and things like that. Then he has another tshuva here on page 18. Then he writes another point on the bottom of page 18, the last two lines. But the relation that Beis Knesset is more important than Staka, Pshitali no ayinu ik aniyim tovim. As if they're aniyim that are coming around and say we need money, then that's going to be the Beis Knesset. The im ik aniyim vachshim pshita him kadmi, you got to say the nosam teitem. Lo sase lo sames. Lo yoyim lovcha. In Sarshia, Anitova, Mamash, or Sagisha, Anachlu Yodim Shishanim. Yered Lachar, the Mizep Pelini, Rabbeinu, Rambam, Saga Shaneda. Maybe if you just know. Lashon HaRashba is Dafka Aniyim Tovim. Zep Shikr, Aniyim Dekan, Aniyim Kan, Aniyim Tovim. Avon Mekom Mokim, Mimitei Mekupa Shal Tzlokoi, Shalom Kan Mitzvah Zeh, Efshon Lipsoi, Aniyim Beis Knesses, Dinyanim Beis Knesses, Chodim HaShengim, Sefer Zechomim, Aniyim Zegede, Kaim Yaniyim Tovim, Kelkom, Ikit Tzorach, Shalom Lozo, Divide, Chodim Kol, Dinyanim Beis Knesses. So he says, if the Aniyim Tovim, so then for sure that should meet the Beis Knesses. But it's just to give for Aniyim that will have for a Kupa or something like that, okay, so that you could say the Beis Knesses is. But an Aniyim Amish is, he doesn't have food, so that's still more important than the Beis Knesses. Then we have to have one other truth here. It's on the same page. You take a look back to our Maisik Sofim question. To buy lottery tickets for raffles for shul or school, because you can. Muta liknos mehem hagorolos. Haragil hayom mevostos bimarviach eze chefet. So chefet of hagorolos shaykh lo maisik sofim only day. So he says, "Levi poshut the muta liknos kartis hagorolos shal Moses chesed putztaka." As if you give maisik sofim to these places, so you can buy raffle tickets. So the question is there, in other words, usually, as like Rabbi pointed out, you're giving mice not for your own benefit, but here you might win. So he says, more easy to say, Shub Gam. Same with Akhti Vanim, Shana Moshim, Lim Kasmi, Stokim, he doesn't think that's a problem. Especially a lot of times the people donate the presents. They think, but sometimes if they're going to buy with the money, so Knias HaChafosim HaMugrolim, Kamizeh Ein Tabra. Moshe Ein Redakti Benim, Pumu Shana Moshe Mohem Kasvi Tzadaki, Moshe Matzoz, Kulo Matzoch, Moshe Ein Kan, Moshe Kain, Kan, Kabe Lahavir, Lutzadaka Tzrichim, Likados, Im Kei, Kulo Matzoch, Tzadaka. It's all for the Tzadaka, even though the mice, some people, they're going to give it, use some of the stocker money to buy some of the prizes. He thinks it's okay. Oh, then the last thing here, Moshe has a shuva on page 21. Which is more important, to give to Tidoko Shel Beis Rabbah stocker for the school? Or tztaka l'tamidei chachamim, or tztaka tamidei chachamim to become bigger tamidei chachamim. Tashparis v'yeshiva. Shiva kol. Because we have this Gemara and on page 20 that Adam reviews of Rav. I deceive al tefuv v'shichay al tivayu al tefuv v'shichay al tinof v'shal beis rabbah. Yeah, today we will tell you a chachamim. I'm going to shlokish b'shul Rabbi Yehuda to see it. Ein ha'ol ha'miskayim, el b'shul hevel tidoka shal beis rabbah. The breath of the little kids learning. So the Gemara says, I'm a lay, Rav Papa Labayim, didivi didachmai, what about our learning? So it says, no, ein ha'ol ha'hevel she'esh bochek, le'hevel she'esh bochek. That, they didn't sin. They're pure. Rabbi Shlokish, Mishum Yehuda, see, Eibavad the Tidokah Shel Beis
Beis Rabban Afilu Ubinyan Beis HaMikdash. In 1996, Rav David Feinstein spoke in Lamport Auditorium. This is one of the few public drushes that he gave, a big public drusha. He's not from the big public speakers. But it was a full Lamport Auditorium. So he quoted this Gemara. This is one of the things, I guess, Yechidach Atzmoy. Rabbi Israel Sif brought him in from Yechidach Atzmoy. So one of the things he said is that's why in the slichas, so we say Lamantinok, Lamant this, Lamant that, in the end Lamantinokah shall beis rabban. That's like our strongest. So we leave that for the end because that's our strongest. So he was discussing that this gemara and that slichas. That's one of the things he was saying. What's the age range? It's a good question.
The Gemara says, the Gemara at least in the next line references them as
Ebochet. Below Bar Mitzvah, okay.
They mean that in the first line too.
But then he says, so the person who's asking him the question, what about the Gemara that says, Hashem likes Sharim and Mitzvahim Halacha. He likes the koilos that learn Aliv and the Hilchasah. He may pasha shalekas fear and stay in the other way. We share her alma, rak belimud. Amina shal tinoka shal beis rabba. Avshar gedola ma'od. He hevel she'ein lehu chet. Adif halimud shal tamir chachamim gedola shul hora. He says hora is the highest form of learning. To echad be'elef she'ol v'agad shalach. He also be tall. V'aladei zeh b'shtach atar b'Yisrael. Because the world needs to have more hara. So that's the first priority, that there should be more hara in the world. So if they don't more hara in the world, you got to make sure they're more hara. But if the world has more hara, so then there's a ma'ala tinoka shel beis rabba. Umeila nogeg al tztachar. Even if OPGF shel bali hara list parnei sweet stakul vachal zmanim matzav shel yuchul uskalim v'tora adi v'tztachal bali hara. Veiz shel torosim nosim uskalim v'tora z'miachidim v'she yotim me'alofim. So he says, the move is here for the Bala Haral is part of Sakhul Vatel Zmanam. So the most important thing is that the Bala Haral should continue and be bigger Bala Haral. So that's. I don't know whether these are two different things, huh? Bala Haral, Ula'ilu Shatarasa Mumnasam. I think it's the same. It's Bala Hara. Below he gave the matzav kazesh. Up below this he lost the mistakul. Up below this he lost the loyistakul batel manam. But if the Bala Hara is still going to be able to learn, this will be harder. But they'll do. But they'll still. They won't be mevatel. They won't feel have to take some type of other job that won't be that will take away from the learning. So then you got to give it to the day schools. You got to give it to the kids. But if the Bala Hara are gonna mevatel, so then their learning is more important than the Tikkunokish Shal Beis Rabban. That's a very interesting statement because you have to compare this with.
with the other tshuva, that, you know, on one hand, Rav Moshe said that the other tshuva, you know, you have to have, you know, RPRY, because, you know, we don't have any future. But Rav Pekin, he's saying that the, you know, you could say, what do you need the Mora Harof? There's no one going to be around to ask the Shilas. You know, no one who's not going to want to ask. So you have to, you know.
You're saying
that there are more. Right. Or which takes precedence in Stucca? So, right, the big four, the school that we saw already. And then he says, which takes precedence? Which takes precedence in the. You know, so he says the real precedent is that the Mora Hara should continue being Mora Hara and learn even more, and not to have to. But if the Mora Hara, even if you don't give them the money, they'll still be the same, learning the same. They just will have, it'll just be tighter for them. But they won't, it won't come to the case where they'll have to learn less. So then you give it to the day school.
So either way, so if they don't have money, then you have to have the Mora Hara, because who's going to teach the children about it? Who's going to teach people about it? If they have, if they're learning anyway, then you give it to the children.
Right.
It makes sense. I mean, it's not.
The Mora Hara doesn't mean teaching, it means.
No, Mora Hara means past the trials. He's concerned about the Mora Hara. He's not concerned about. I mean, of course, everything's important, but within the levels of hierarchy.
Makes sense, because if there's no Mora Hara, then people won't know what to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if there's no day schools, there won't be any people who care what to do. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, but either way, it's not ideal.
Right.
Let's say the Quill, they're learning but they have no hasaga, no doing
lamaisa. Right.
They're lamaisa and they're
learning. Right, so then he would say for sure, give it to the.
Not only with
the Hilchos or whatever, so then he would say for sure you need the Tinoka Shel Beis Rabba. The only time that maybe the Tinoka Shel Beis Rabba takes second fiddle is only for the Mora Hara, who might have to do other things because the Babish don't have any food. He writes what? Who has a veil? You know, but even Mishtachat Torah Yisrael, I think, I mean, there's no one to pass with the Shilas. That's why Mishtachat Torah Yisrael. I think that's, because in the context of the whole paragraph, I think that's what it means. But it's interesting. So both these tshuvas are very fascinating. The tshuva about the mikveh in Edison, I mean, it was Brunswick, and then the tshuva about, you know, this shayla also. But the Ezra Shem, tomorrow will continue. There's more things about these topics. It's not clear yet.
Sorry?
It's not clear. Ezra Shem this week, and I'm not sure what it'll be after that. Depending upon. Okay. You're out. Anikad.